Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachas Daf Pei Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked up Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar with our Gemara marking system, you will benefit by the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur commences from the Taf of Daf Pei Aleph. However, it must be pointed out that we are in the middle of a discussion. You'll notice at the top line a triangle appears. This is part of a series of a back and forth structure that started on Pei Amud Beis. The sugya started with a brisa that Reb Chiya taught involving a case of a korban toidah that got mixed up with its tamura. A tamura is a replicate korban, and it, however, unlike the toad itself, when brought, does not require the 40 loaves that are characteristic of a todah. The story in the Reb Chiya source is that the todah and its tamura got mixed up and one of them died, we don't know which one, and there remained one animal alive. The brisa of Reb Chiya said, "Ein lo takona," there is no solution. The triangles in our sugya that started on Pei Amud Beis represented attempts on the part of the Gemara to offer solutions for this problem. However, each solution that was suggested is rejected, and that's indicated by the inverted triangle. The problem here is that the todah is a type of korban that requires 40 loaves that to accompany it. The tamura, on the other hand, does not have loaves brought along with it. Since we don't know which korban remains, we don't know what to do. So the Gemara now continues from the top of Pei Aleph Omed Aleph, Yosef Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmo Bar Mata, Kameid Rav Nachman, V'Yosef V'Komar. So Rav Yitzchok was seated and he said, V'laisi behemo v'lechem, bring an animal and 40 loaves, v'lemo, and say the following condition, ihach dekaimo tamura hi, if the animal that survived is the tamura, then ha toida v'ha lachmo, the one I'm bringing now shall be a toda and the loaves its accompanying bread. V'ihach dekaimo todah hi, and if that which survived was the todah, then ho lachmo, then the breads that I'm bringing will be its 40 loaves, v'ho tevei tamura, and the one that I'm bringing now shall be a tamura. Omar lei, so he responds and says, this is not an acceptable solution. He says, oni mori, answer me kindly, sir. Arboyin bekasve bekosher. To make a tamura itself is a violation. The pasuk says, lo yomir, one should not replicate the sanctity of a particular korban. And then you're suggesting to bring an animal with a replica sanctity? It's an aveira. It's punishable by lashes. So that's what this expression, arboyin, is 40 bekasve on his shoulders. There's 40 lashes that are issued for one who violates a negative command. Are you suggesting to go through a method of solution that involves doing such an offense and expect it to be acceptable? Rav Ila Cholash. The Gemara tells us that Rav Ila once took ill. Earl Legabe Abayev Rabbonan. The rabbis and Abaye came to visit him. V'yasvi v'karmi. They were seated and they said, and they are addressing this issue of the Reb Chiya source, the mix-up, the surviving one, we don't know which it is, and the source said there's no solution, and they suggest a possible solution. Im iso l'Reb Yochanan, if Reb Yochanan is correct, the Omar, who said, he addressed an issue where a korban todah was shechted, and the breads were not together with it in the Azorah. in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash courtyard. However, the breads were within the outer walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, the breads were within Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Chutz l'choymos ha'azara, kodosh, that if the breads, at the point that the toda is shechted, is slaughtered, are within the walls of Yerushalayim, even though they're outside the walls of the Azara, the breads gain sanctity. Laisi lechem, bring breads, and have them placed outside the walls of the Azara. And this is really on the heels of a problem that was discussed on Pei Omid Beis. There was a problem of bringing chulin Azara, bringing unnecessary things that are not korban related into the Azara. By this solution, having the breads stay outside the Azara, we obviate that particular problem. And he goes on, they go on to say, Velema, bring the breads, keep them outside the Azara, and say as follows, I hach dekaimo toidohi, if the surviving animal was the toidah, then holachmo, then these breads that remain outside the Azara will be its breads. And when it's slaughtered, so the breads gain the sanctity that's required. The Eloi, and if the breads, if the animal that survives is not the toda, then leipuk l'chulin, then let the breads be considered chulin. Then let them be chulin as being unnecessary. So why is this not a good solution? So the Gemara explains, here is the response. Mishum di'ika arba lehonif. Because when bringing the toda, there are four of the 40, 10%, which are separated as the truma. Those need to be waived. Hechi levid, what am I going to do with regard to those four of the 40 breads that need the waving? Linfinu avroi, if I do the waving outside the Azara, then lifnei Hashem ksiv. The pasuk indicates that the waving is supposed to take place in the presence of the Almighty, which would be, for our purposes, in the Azara. Gavoi, to have the breads brought in for the waving, but maybe they're not necessary because maybe the surviving animal was a tamura. But then komayachulin Azara. By bringing these unnecessary breads in, you're violating that particular principle of bringing chulin into the Azara. Hilkoch lo efsher, therefore, this is not a solution. Maskiflo Rav Shisha Breda Rav Idi. Rav Shisha attempts a solution. Im Isa l'dechizkiya. If Chizkiya's principle is to be accepted. Di Omar, Chizkiya spoke about a case where a person had brought 80 loaves as part of a toda. As everyone knows, only 40 loaves are necessary. Chizkiya said that in the event that someone brought 80 loaves, kitshu arboim mitoch shmoinim, 40 of the 80 become sanctified. So do the following: laisi behema, velaisi shmoinim bahada. Let him bring 80 loaves and bring an animal with these 80 loaves, and have them stay out of the Azara. The Lema, and say the following. Ihach dekaimo toida, if the surviving animal is a toida, ihach dekaimo toida hi, ha nami teve toida, then the other animal that I'm bringing shall also be a toida, v'hashmoinim detravayu, and the 80 loaves that I'm bringing are for both animals. The survivor, which is a toida and needs 40, and the animal I'm bringing now that needs 40. Ihach dekaimo tmurahi, if the surviving animal was a tmura, then ha toida, then the animal that I'm bringing now shall be the toida, the ha lachmo, and these loaves will represent its breads. The liktishulahu arboim mitoich shmoinim, and will allow 40 of the 80 breads to become sanctified. Before going on, let us read the commentary of the Rabbeinu Gershom that accompanies this particular suggestion. We've marked it off so that you can find it easily with a little star in the Rabbeinu Gershom commentary and a little diagonal line outside of the Rabbeinu Gershom to indicate where this begins. V'leisi shmoinim b'hadah, v'leisvinu chutz l'chimas azara. Let him bring 80 loaves with the animal that he is bringing now, and have them sit outside the azara. V'lifrush tamni chalos minayhu, set aside 8 loaves from them. V'leisinu gavoi, and bring the 8 loaves. Now these 8 loaves represent 4 and 4. Out of 40 loaves, you need to bring 4 as the truma given to the Kohen. So these 8 loaves will be brought into the Azara. Bear in mind, we had prior to this a problem involving the truma loaves. What we are going to deal with now will be a solution, an attempted solution, with regard to them. So we're going to set aside from the 80 loaves, the bulk of which stay outside the Azara. 8 of them, though, we bring into the Azara. That's what it means, v'leisnu gavoi, bring them inside, v'leimo, and say as follows, ihach dekaimo, if the surviving animal, v'chule, etc., as we saw in the Gemara, the two possibilities. Namely, if the surviving animal was a toda, so all 80 loaves are needed. And the 8 loaves that we bring in will represent the truma, the 10% from the 80. And if the one that survives was a tmura, so then 40 of the 80 loaves will be sanctified. V'liktishu, he goes on to say, v'liktishu lo arboim mitoch shmonim. And then 40 of the 80 loaves become sanctified. V'hanoch tam nechalois davagavoy, and the 8 loaves that we brought in, lo havu dalid minayu chulin ba'azorah, the 4 of the 8 of those 8 are not going to be considered chulin ba'azora. Mimonofshach, because either way you look at things. De'i ha dekaimo toido havu, if the surviving animal was a toda, then tre todos. Then you have havu tre todos. You have 2 todos. V'havu tamni truma. You need 8 loaves as the truma. V'ha dekaimo tmura. And if the surviving animal was a tmura, and I in fact have then only 1 toda, but the 1 toda requires 40 loaves. I'm bringing only 8 of them into the azora. Well, hani tamni lech shevinu may hani, let the 8 be considered part of the 40 dekadishi that are sanctified. And either way you look at things, the 8 loaves that I bring in this, according to this solution, I am not encountering the problem of chulin lazora. So the Gemara answers. And let's turn back to the Gemara, and after the brief reading of Gemara, we go back to the Rabbeinu Gershom at this point. The Gemara answers why this doesn't work. Mishum dekom emayit ba'achila de'arbo'o. We're following the Girsa change, that the problem here is that the 8 loaves that you thought would represent the truma that the Kohen would eat, the Kohen himself is not going to want to eat all 8. He is suspicious that maybe there really is only 1 toda over here, and there is coming to him only 4 loaves. On the other hand, the owner of the korban is not going to want to eat these additional 4 loaves because of his fear that maybe there are 2 toidas over here, and that all 8 do go to the Kohen. So you've got a push-pull situation here. Kohen not wanting to eat those 4 loaves, and the owner not wanting to eat those extra 4 loaves. And that's called, you're being memayet be'achila. Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, where we left off. We also have a little double star to help you find it. Lo efshir b'hochi, mishum, it means it's not possible. This solution is not possible. Mishum dekomemayit b'achila darboi, because you're reducing the eating possibility concerning those 4, those extra 4, if you will, loaves. the Kohen Einu Roitzi Lechol Mehen Elo Harba, the Kohen will want to eat only four of them. The Sovur, he figures Shema Einu Elo Toido Achas. There's only one Toido, the Einu Chayov Lechol Elo Harba, and he's obligated only to eat four. And it's too much trouble for him to eat all eight and to find others that are going to help him consume all of them. So he's going to want to eat only four. The owner is going to be worried that maybe there are two toidos over here. And all eight are truma. And what comes out is that Oichel Hadalid is more accurate, that neither the owner nor the Kohen is going to want to eat those four extra loaves. And those four extra loaves may very well have been kachim. They may very well have been kachim on the grounds that if there were two todos over here, then those eight loaves were all truma. And even if there was only one toda over here, we said that those eight would count toward the 40 of the one toda. So either way, the loaves are kodesh. But as we just described, they're going to remain uneaten, and they're going to go to waste. That's called being maybe kachim lebeis hapsul, and we don't like that. Turning back to the Gemara. Omar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. Rav Ashi attempts a solution. Im Esau le de Rav Yochanan, if we accept Rav Yochanan's teaching, the Omar Hifrish Chatos Muberes Fiolda. Rav Yochanan teaches a halacha concerning a sin offering. If a person set aside a sin offering that happened to be pregnant and it gave birth before he offered his sin offering, Rotzabo Miskapir, Rotzabivloda Miskapir. Rav Yochanan says he can use the mother for his sin offering and attain his atonement through that, or he can use the vlad. If we keep that in mind, let's transpose that halacha to our case of the toda. Laisibei muberes, let him bring a pregnant toda, v'yamtin lo'ad shetelet, and wait until it gives birth, v'laisi shmoinim bahadah, v'leimo, and let him bring 80 loaves together with this mother offspring setup, and say the following: ihach dekaima tmurahi, if the surviving animal from the mix-up was a tmura, then ha uvlada toidahi v'ha shmoinim detravayu, then this animal that I'm bringing now, the pregnant animal that has now given birth, the mother and the offspring will be todos, and the 80 loaves are relevant to those two. The surviving one having been a tmura on this side of the possibility, therefore it not needing the breads. The ihach dekaimo todahi, and if the surviving animal was in fact a toda, ha nami todahi, the mother that I brought is also a toida v'ha shmoinim detravayu, and the 80 loaves are relevant, are shayach to both of them, the surviving animal and the mother animal. The hai and the vlad leheve moiser de toida. Let the vlad simply be considered moiser toida, and as moiser toida, it does not need loaves. Now, all of this approach is based on a certain understanding or assumption that we are making in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan spoke about setting aside a pregnant chatos and then saying choosing one to achieve kapora through. Now, that is making an assumption that you can label the mother one type of sacrifice and the offspring receive a separate labeling. And then we try to use that same idea with regard to the toda. Let us label the mother a toda and the offspring a separate labeling that would attach to it and call it a toda. In other words, the assumption being that when you have a pregnant animal that you set aside, you can already label the offspring as a korban in and of itself. This understanding is now going to be challenged. Omar Lei, Rav Kahana says to Rav Ashi, Man le malon, who is to say, the Omer Rabbi Yochananim Shairo Meshuyar, that the dedication of the offspring is can be accomplished as a separate dedication. And to appreciate that expression, let us take a look at the Rashi Ksav Yad on the lower part of the page. Meshuyar. The Yochol Lahafrish Loi Uleimoi, that one can set aside the offspring and the mother Lishem Shnei Karbonis as two separate sacrifices. The Timtzalameimar Nami Hocho, that would enable us to say over here, Shiafrishoim Uvlad Lishem Shnei Todos, to say that the mother is one Todo and the Vlad is another Todo. Dumuli Oilom Im Shairo Eino Meshuyar. It could be that if you try to do that with regard to the offspring, it doesn't work. That if you leave it or separate it as a separate entity, it doesn't happen. Elo, kashe ifrish le'em, ave vlad, bal korcha kodesh imo'em, le korban moisar. It could simply be that when you set aside a pregnant animal, the vlad automatically becomes sanctified because of the mother. And when you sacrifice the mother, the Vlad is not a separate korban, but rather it's called a moiser. It's simply called the residual aspect, or the, we've translated this in the past as something you profit from, the benefit one receives from the korban, but it's not a separate korban in and of itself. And as such, as we classify it as a moiser toida, it does not require bread. So the solution that was suggested above to facilitate the bringing of 80 loaves and enabling us to ascribe, as on one side of the possibility, 40 of them to the Vlad, that may not be a reality. And so what's the case? What about with regard to the chatos that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about, where a person set aside a pregnant chatos, and he said that you can use either the mother or the offspring? So the Gemara explains that's not a function of labeling the offspring as a separate chatos, but rather, v'ayinu taima de Rabbi Yochanan. The reason for Rabbi Yochanan giving you that possibility is the kosov ad miskaper b'shvach hegdish, that a person can achieve atonement through that which one benefits from the hegdish, the shvach hegdish, the proffer, the increase that hegdish that the korban produces. If we understand things like that all Rabbi Yochanan was saying before was Adam Miskaber B'Shvach Hegdish, what that means is that when you offer one of them, the mother or the offspring, let's say you offer the offspring, so the mother becomes Moisar. It becomes simply a extra or leftover. But it doesn't take on the characteristic of a separate entity. And as we said before, in the case of the Toda, being that it won't take on the identity as a separate entity, it won't generate the need for its own 40 loaves. Ravino iklo l'damhorya. Ravino visited, went to a place, Damhorya. Omalei, Ravdimi braid Ravhuna mi Damhorya l'Ravina. Rav Dimi, who was a resident of that place, said to Ravina, the visitor, he said, I have a solution. V'laisi behema, v'lema, let him bring an animal, a new animal, and say as follows, Hare olai. In other words, he's saying, Hare olai toda. By speaking that way, by saying olai, you're saying, I'm accepting upon myself the obligation to bring the toda, and if anything should happen to it, I bear responsibility. V'laisi behema achriti. Let him bring a second animal that will serve as the guarantee, so to speak, the backup. V'laisi shmoinim bahada, and bring 80 loaves, v'lemo, and say as follows, Ihach dekaima tmurahi, if the surviving animal was a tmura, hani tarti toidos, then these two are dedicated as toidos v'ha shmoinim de trabayu, and the 80 loaves that I'm bringing are for the both of them. V'hach dekaima toidahi, and if the surviving animal was a toda, V'ho de amri olai nami leve toida, and the animal over which I said, upon me I am bringing a toda, and lo and behold, he has this animal. So that will be a toda as well. V'ho shmoinim mitravayu, and the 80 loaves will be for the both of them, namely for the surviving animal and the animal concerning which he said, Hare olai lohavi toida. The idoch, and the second animal that he's bringing now, teve lachrayas, it's simply there for us, lying in the wait, so to speak, that if anything happens to the one concerning which he said olai, so it's there as a backup. So here we would have a solution for the 80 loaves. What is part of, what's the heart of this solution? The heart of this solution is the owner accepting upon himself a new vow, namely, Hare Olai. Omar Le. So Ravina said to Rav Dimi, HaToyra Omra, Toiva Sheloi Tidor, Mishatidor Velo Tishalem. Better is one who does not take vows than taking vows and not paying them. But the point of this pasuk is that we prefer a person who does not take vows at all. The at amris lekum v'linder b'tchila, and you're suggesting for someone to arise and take a vow, that runs against the teaching of the pasuk in Koheles. So that's not considered a solution. The Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we will be using a double underline with dots in it, and we explain this on the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. Nuschois shoinois she'odom mekabel atzmo v'toido. We will see different phrases that a person may use in accepting upon himself the bringing of a toido. In some cases, he will say, min hachulin, I'm bringing it from non-holy material, chulin being mundane. Some cases he'll be referring to min ha-meiser. The meiser that we're referring to in this Mishnah is meiser sheni. A word about meiser sheni. In the Shemitah cycle, the seven-year cycle, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the cycle, 10% of a person's produce he separates and brings either the fruits or the vegetation itself to Yerushalayim and eats it there, or he redeems the produce of those years onto money and brings the money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim he then buys food and to eat. In fact, the preferred thing for him to do is to buy animals and offer them as sacrifices in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. It must be noted, though, that items or things that one is obligated to bring, a person has, let us say, an obligation to bring a korban chatas. A person sinned, he has to bring a korban chatas. He is not allowed to use meiser sheni for the purchase of such an item. So very simply stated, things that are of an obligatory nature, one is not allowed to use meiser sheni money for. Ha'oimer, the Mishnah says, Hare olai toida. A person accepts upon himself, he vows to bring a korban toda. At the point that he says Hare olai, he is accepting an obligation. He's creating an obligation on himself to bring the korban toda. Yovi hi v'lachmo min hachulin. He is to bring the animal and the 40 loaves from personal funds, namely not from meiser sheni money. Toida olai min hachulin v'lachmo min hameiser. A person says, I am accepting upon myself a toda obligation to bring from mundane, from personal funds, but the breads I am going to bring from meiser funds. So the Mishnah says about that, Yovihi v'lachmo min hachulin. He has to bring everything from chulin, including the breads. That even though he said that he intends to bring the breads from meiser, at the point that he accepted upon himself an obligation to bring the toda from chulin, he a chulin animal, a korban toda, necessitates the bringing of breads. So once this obligation arose to bring a korban toda, and he said the toda he's going to bring from chulin, so automatically the breads are also become an obligation, and as such it's called a dover shebechova, and he cannot use miser funds for the purchase of those breads. Another expression, toida min ha-miser v'lachmo min ha-chulin. If a person accepts upon himself to bring a korban toda, but he states that he's going to buy the toda with miser money, and the breads he wants to bring from chulin funds, yovi. Yovi means he can do that. Toida he velachmo min hamaiser. A person says he's going to bring a toda and its breads from maiser funds. Yovi, he can bring as he said. The Mishnah goes on to say, "V'lo yovi michite meiser sheni." When he brings the breads, and we said he can bring the breads from the meiser, it means he shouldn't bring actual grains, wheat that he set aside from his field as meiser produce. Elomimois meiser sheni. He is able to use the money that upon which was redeemed fruits, the money, as we mentioned in our introduction to this Mishnah, the money would be brought to Yerushalayim and he would buy items with it. So that kind of money that had received the redemption of actual Meiser Sheni produce, that can be used. Before going on in the Gemara, let us glance at the topic heading we have in the outside margin, the Nosei, Dinoi Shel Rav Huna. We refer to this as Rav Huna's halacha. The ha'omer harei olai lachmei toida. If a person accepts upon himself a vow in that fashion, he says, "I'm accepting an obligation to bring the toida breads." Mevi toida v'lachmo. The outcome, according to Rav Huna, is he has to bring the animal with breads. True, he didn't say animal in his acceptance. The fact that that which he said only lachme toida, seif mil sanokat. He was only referring to the end of a more full obligation, which entails the animal itself. So when ordinarily, when a person accepts upon himself a toda obligation, he would say, I want to bring a toda with its breads. He said, he made reference to the breads, that's essentially the end of his real intended acceptance. So by emphasizing this, by saying, soif milsanokat, we're saying that the man really vowed to bring, or intended in his vow, the animal as well. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Ha'omer Harei Olai Lachmei Toda. We've used this marking, this double underline with dots in it, simply as a continuation of the way we were marking the Mishnah, as an expression of acceptance, another expression of acceptance. The halacha that Rav Huna says, based on this acceptance of Harei Olai Lachmei Toda, the outcome is Mevi Toida VeLachmo. He must bring the animal with the bread, even though he mentioned only bread in his vow. My taima, why is that? Answer, meida yoda haigavra de lechem belo toida lo ikriv. This person knows that bread without the toda a person does not offer. The high toida vilachmo ka'omar. And this man really is saying animal with the bread. Animal meaning the animal for the sacrifice, for the toda, sacrifice with the bread. V'hai, again, v'hai toida v'lachmo ka'omar. V'hai de ka'omar lachme toida, and that which he actually said. The expression lachme toida soif milsa nokat. He was really referring to the end of the full story. And it's as if he said, Todah v'lachma. At this point, we encounter a new geometric form. We see a triangle. This is explained under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, and we call this a Ma'akav. The triangle will be flipping back and forth, tip up and tip down, representing a keep track, an attempt to keep track of the give and take nature of the sugya. With the tip facing up, those are kushos al Ravuna, questions challenging Ravuna. With the tip facing down, chuvois avuro, answers on his behalf. Tanan, toidol min hamaiser velachmo min hachulin, yovi kemo shenodar. The Mishnah said that if a person had said he's going to bring a todah from Meiser and the lechem and the bread from Chulin, he brings as he said, v'amai. Why should we say thusly? Kevan the Omar lachmo min Chulin, at the end of his expression he said breads from Chulin. Why not say that we follow the end of his comment? And if we follow the end of his comment, he emphasized at the end of his comment, lachmo min hachulin, the result should be yavi hi v'lachmo min hachulin, that he should bring the animal as well from chulin, in addition to the breads. Why not say that soif milsa nokat and bring everything from chulin? And yet the Mishnah provides for him to bring the animal from Meiser. The Gemara answers that this case is different than that which Rav Huna spoke about. Shiny Hossam, the case of the Mishnah is different, and here we do not say that which he said, Lechem in Achulin, is simply the end of his intended expression, because here he explicitly said something at the beginning. The Kev and the Omar Toido min HaMeiser, since he opened up with this comment that I'm bringing my Toda from Meiser, we therefore view this scenario or this case as follows. Nase keoimer, it's as if this guy is saying, Hareolai lechem liftor toidosoi shoploni. I'm accepting on myself to bring the breads to enable someone else to fulfill his todah obligation. In other words, someone else, so ki'ilu, so to speak, has a todah obligation, and I want to bring the breads for his benefit. It's almost as if to say that the todah min ha-meiser is the fact that he wants to dedicate the bringing of his todah from meiser funds. It's almost like it becomes like an outsider. And at the end of his comment of Lechem in Achulin is himself speaking regarding this outsider, I want to bring the breads to complete my friend's Toda obligation. The Gemara asks, according to this analysis, the Reisha is going to be difficult to understand. Ihochi, if that's how you are analyzing a quote from the Mishnah, then Reisha Dikotani, we have the Reisha of our Mishnah that said as follows, Toido min hachulin v'lachmo min hamaiser, yovi hi v'lachmo min hachulin. In such a case, he's obligated to bring everything from the chulin. Why do we say that he brings everything from the chulin? Why do we say that? Hochanami, here too, Naase Koimer, why not say it's as if this guy is saying, Hare Olai Toido Liftor Lachmoi Shel Ploini? I want to bring an animal to help Ploini, to help so and so complete his bread obligation. In the case just before this, we were willing to say that when he said Toidu min HaMeiser, that made the Toda like an outsider. So here, in this example where he says Lachmo min HaMeiser, let's make the Lechem like an outsider, and the Toda min HaChulin is all that he should bring. He should bring just an animal from Chulin, and that will complete the Meiser bread that has been dedicated. The question then is, why in this source does it say that he brings the bread as well from Chulin? He shouldn't have to bring any bread. He should bring just the animal from Chulin to complete the Todah bread offering. The Gemara says you can't draw a parallel between the Reisha and the previous quote. Hochi hashta, how can you compare these cases? We can understand a situation of someone bringing bread to help complete a Todah obligation. The bread is subsidiary to the Todah, so that when the Todah was stated or was dedicated from Meiser, and we said that made it like some type of outside entity, so bread can be dedicated to help complete, to serve as a completion, but it's subsidiary. It's a subsidiary entity that helps complete the primary outside obligation, the Todah itself. However, Toido lemiftar lechem miasya, to suggest the same reading of the Reisha, that I'm going to bring an animal in order to help exempt the bread, that's untenable. You don't view the main item as being brought to complete the needs of the subsidiary item. Toshma. We have another Tanaic source, which eventually will turn into a question on Rav Huna. Ha'oimer harei olai toido b'lo lechem v'zevach b'lo nesachim. If a person accepts upon himself to bring a korban toda, but without the bread, or an animal offering without its necessary accompanying wine, those are the nesachim. We force him, he'll have to bring the Todah with its bread, or in the case of the animal offering, he'll have to bring the animal offering with the accompanying wine. Taima di Omar Todah. The reason he has to bring both is because he said, Hareolai Todah. He mentioned the Todah. Avolo Omar Todah. Had he said only bread, then loy, then he would not have to bring the Todah. Now, what did Rav Huna say in such a case where he said the bread? Rav Huna said, if a person accepted upon himself to bring lachmei Todah, he will have to bring the animal as well. So this inference represents a kasha on Rav Huna. The Gemara responds, Hu adin afagav deloy omar todah. The same would apply, that we would force him to bring the todah as well, even if he said just bread. Like Rav Huna. V'aydi dekaboy lemisno zevach b'lo nesachim, since the source wanted to teach an example of the animal with the case of the animal offering without its wine, that was the example, a person accepted himself zevach b'lo nesachim, since it wanted to teach that case, d'lo masni lei nesachim b'lo zevach, because the flip of that, the reverse case, namely wine without zevach, that would not result in his having to bring both. Unlike the case of bread without toda that does require both to be brought, therefore tana nami toda. That's why the Tana chose to teach the case of toda b'loy lechem, but not to draw an inference from that, namely, if a person said lechem alone, that he would not be obligated. That's not true, because in the case of toda b'loy lechem, the inference could be the flip case would have the same result, and of koifin oisoi to bring both. The Gemara now asks a question, but it's not a question that's focused on Rav Huna's teaching directly, but it's a question regarding this halacha. The case that we saw in the Tanaic source spoke about someone who said he wants to bring a toda without the bread. Let us glance at the outside margin where we have a topic heading, the Nosei. Beha dekotani mi shomarei olai toda b'lo lechem. regarding the source that said someone will accept it on himself to bring a Torah without bread, chayav lahavi toida v'lachmo, he's obligated to bring both. Loma lo amrinon, why don't we say shei poter, that he is exempt? Mishum davi neder upischo imo. Here is a person that took a vow and reversed himself immediately. That's, pischo is the undoing. A vow and it's undoing. Why don't we say that? Let's go over that again. If a person said, Hare olai toda, so initially it sounds like he wants to obligate himself to a korban toda and everything that it entails. And then he says, Belo lechano, he says, without the bread. What's he really trying to say? He's saying, I don't want to bring this. As is known, without the bread, the toda is not considered, it's not an acceptable offering without the bread. So when he says without the bread, he's trying to say, I don't want to bring this, I don't want to be obligated. That's called a neder with its undoing. So now, turning to the Gemara, the Amai, why do we say koifin, that we force him to bring the toda with its bread? Neder upischo imohu. Is it not a case of a vow with its undoing built in? So, to this, the Gemara has two responses. We've featured them with diamonds. Omar Chizkiah, ha'moni be'shamayhi. This source that said, a person who says, Harei alai toda b'lo lechem, is obligated to bring both. This is in accordance with Beis Shammai. The Amri Beis Shammai holds Tfois Loshon Harishon, that when a person speaks, we emphasize the initial part of his speech. Desnan. Here is another example. Hareini Nozir min Agrogus min Advela. A person declares himself to be a Nozir, and then he says, "Well, I'm going to be a Nozir, but restrain myself from figs, from Grogros and Vela." From figs and pressed dates. A standard nozir is known to be someone who is restrained from grapes and grape products, not figs and dates. So this person who said Hareini Nozir, and then he added something that's incongruous with Nazirus, Beishamir Mim Nozir, too bad. Reish Lakish says he started off by saying he's going to be a Nazir. That locks him in. The continuation of his comment is disregarded. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir. Beis Hillel says he is not a Nazir. He, according to Beis Hillel, he essentially undid his initial comment of accepting Nazirus. So the source above where he said, Hare Olai Toda, and then Blo Lechem, the fact is that he opened up by saying Hare Olai Toda, according to Beis Shammai, that locks him in, based on the principle of Tfois Loshon Rishon. So the above source with Hare Olai Toda Blo Lechem is a Beis Shammai teaching, because in that source it said, Koifin Oso, he is forced into bringing the complete Toda offering. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiah, and he says, Afilu Temo Beis Hillel, the above source that said, Koifin Oisoi, we force him to bring the complete Toda offering, can conform with Beis Hillel, because in that source, there is more to the story. Be'oimer, where the person who had originally vowed, Harei Olai Toda B'Lechem, he was told, hey, but a Toda needs Lechem. To that, the speaker responded and said, Ilu hois yodea shein nodrin kach, had I known that a neder is not to be taken like I opened up with, namely Toda B'Lechem, lo yisi noder kach elokach, I wouldn't have said that, but I would have said Toda with its bread. Well, then you have a very amenable, very cooperative individual, don't you? Then umay koifin. So why does the source tell us that we force him? He himself agreed to make the netter in a proper way. Answer: the koboi hodarbe. After he declared his interest in having made the netter properly, he then in fact backed out. But at that point, it's already too late, because he already indicated that he would have made the netter properly. That locks him in. The fact that later on he wants to back out, it's too bad. Toshma, we have a Tanaic source, and the reason for this being brought in is to evaluate the answers of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer harei olai toida b'lo lechem v'zevach b'lo nesachim. A person is described here as having taken a neder, like we saw above, to bring a toda without bread, and an animal offering without the accompanying wine. V'omru lo, and they told him, ha'vei toda v'lachma v'zevach u'nesachim. He said, you have to bring the toda with its bread, the zevach with the wine. The omer, and then the original vower said, ilu ho'isi yodea shekein, lo ho'isi no der. Had I known that I would be obligated to bring everything, I wouldn't have taken the neder at all. Result, kaifen oisoi, we force him to bring the complete sacrifice. The omer loi shmor v'shamata, and we add that expression too. This will be explained later in the Gemara. As far as this source is concerned, what did we see? We saw someone open up with a an incorrect kind of neder, the willingness to bring the toda without the bread. We also saw in this case, he didn't express any interest in cooperation. He expressed his desire to have not spoken at all, in fact. What's the result? We see Kaifenoiso, he still is obligated. Well, Bishlamo l'chizkiyah nicha lei. As far as Chizkiyah's interpretation of the previous source ascribing it to Beis Shammai, that said tfois loshon rishon, this source too can be explained as a Beis Shammai source, and by saying harei olai toda, we take the first, the opening expression, and that binds him. Elo Rabbi Yochanan Kashya, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who wanted to say the previous source would fit in with Beis Hillel as well, the explanation he gave there was because the person had said that had he known that this is not the way to take the neder, then he would have taken it the proper way. Well, in this case, you have him saying he wouldn't have taken it in the proper way, and he still is bound. So what is Rabbi Yochanan, Elo Rabbi Yochanan Kashi, how does he explain this source? Omar loch Rabbi Yochanan, hovave Beis Shammai. This source is certainly, according to Beis Shammai, this source, in fact, is based on Tfos Loshon Rishon. And Rabbi Yochanan concedes to Chizkiyah in with regard to this source, that this source is a Beis Shammai source. My Shmor v'Shamata, we have a little arrow to meet the right-hand side of the Gemara text, pointing to the Gemara two lines up, where this expression, where this pasuk appeared. We're talking to someone who is expressing his disenchantment with the fact that he originally vowed something. We force him to bring the complete offering, and we add this, Shmor v'shamata, what is intended. Omar Abaye, there are two approaches to explaining this. You have Abaye in the next line, Rova 1 and 2. Omar Abaye, Shmor, you have to fulfill, Hove Toda, bring the Korban Toda. V'shamata, Hove Lachma, bring its accompanying bread. Rova Omar, Shmor, when we say that to him, it means Havei Toda V'Lachma. We're instructing him to bring the complete Toda offering with its bread. V'Shamata, and we tell him that as to Shamata means Shalote Rogi Lasois Kain. You should not be accustomed to taking vows of Todas without their bread. This is a quote from the Mishnah. He v'lachmo min ha-maiser, if he had accepted upon himself to bring the toda and its breads from Maiser, the Mishnah said, yovi. So he brings it thusly. The Gemara asks, by the Mishnah saying yovi, it sounds like he has to bring it from the Maiser, sounding as if he can't bring it from Chulin. But if anything, it would be even better if he brought it from Chulin. Yavi lo sagi de lo maisi. The Mishnah, by saying yavi, he should bring it as he vowed, meaning from the Maiser, does that mean that he can't bring it any other way, that he can't bring it from Chulin? It would be better if he brought it from Chulin. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda Amri, they explain the Mishnah, rotza mevi. If he wants to, he brings it from Maiser. Lo rotza lo yavi. If he doesn't want to bring it from Maiser, he'll bring it from Chulin. This is now a quote from the Mishnah. V'lo yavi michite meiser sheni, elo mimois meiser sheni. one who said that he wants to bring the Torah and the bread from Meiser. The Mishnah says he should not use actual wheat kernels that were set aside as initial Meiser, as the initial Meiser Sheni tithe, but rather he's supposed to use money that upon which had been redeemed Meiser Sheni produce. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda Mitzravayu, Lo Shanu, Elo Michite Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah that said, do not bring from Meiser Sheni, the Mishnah is telling me, do not bring from Chitim, from the wheat that was set aside as Meiser Sheni. Avol Mechitin Halakuchois Mimois Meiser Sheni Yovi. If a person had used Meiser Sheni money to buy wheat, so he bought wheat with Meiser Sheni money, that wheat can be baked into the loaves of the Lachme Toda. Yosef Rav Yirmiyo Kamei to Rabbi Zeira V'Yosef V'Ka'amar. Rav Yirmiyo was in the presence of Rabbi Zeira and he said, Lo Shanu Elo Michite Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah's restriction was with regard to actual wheat that was tithed as Meiser Sheni, that should not be used for the Lachme Toda. Avo Mechitin Halakuchois B'mois Meiser Sheni Yavi. But to use wheat that was purchased with Meiser Sheni funds, that wheat could be processed into the loaves of the Lachme Toda. Omar Le, Rebbe, Ata Omer Kain. So he said, do you agree with this? And the response is forthcoming. Ani Oimer, I say, Afilu Michiten Alekuchos B'mois Meiser Sheni Lo Yavi. I say that even wheat that was bought with Meiser Sheni money should not be used for the Lachme Toida. Ve'emo Taima Didi, Ve'emo Taima Didoch. And I will explain my position, and I will explain your position. At this point in the Gemara, we've squiggle-underlined the expression Eimo Taimo Didoch, and we call it Beis because it corresponds to the second point that was made just prior to this. And on the next Omid, on Pei Beis, Omid Aleph, you will notice several lines from the top, Eimo Taimo Didi. Eimo Taimo Didoch, Toido Mehecho Koyafisla. The Toda being able to be brought from Meiser Sheni funds. Where do you learn that from? Answer, Mishlomim. We know that Meiser Sheni funds can be used to buy a Shlomim Korban. And a Toda is a subcategory of Shlomim. Ushlomim Shom Mi Meiser. There's a Gzereshava between Shlomim and Meiser Sheni, which tells me that I can bring shlomim from Mois Meiser Sheni, Umino. And from that, let us continue extrapolating. Ma shlomim ain gufon Meiser. Just like shlomim are animals, animals are not set aside as Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni does not come from animals. Af toidonami ain gufo Meiser. So too, when you're dealing with the korban toida, we don't want the Meiser Sheni proper being used. However, and or as a result of that, Vahani Chita Lekuchos B'mois Meiser Sheni Nami Ein Gufon Meiser. The wheat that was brought with Meiser Sheni funds, that wheat itself was not actual, wasn't tithe. It's wheat that was bought with Meiser Sheni money. And therefore, that's acceptable. And that's what your position was. However, Eimo Taimo Didi, I'm going to now explain my position that does not allow wheat purchased with Meiser Sheni funds to be used for the Lachme Toida. Meecho ka yalfino lo, from where do you learn the idea of Meiser Sheni being used for the Toida? Mishlomim. We learn it from the Shlomim. Ushlomim shom shomi Meiser. And we have that Gzeirah Shava mentioned before, from Shlomim to Meiser. Ma shlomim ein min Meiser. Just like the shlomim, it's an animal. It's not something that figures in the tithe of Meiser Sheni at all. Af toida ein min Meiser. So too, that which you use to produce the toda cannot be Meiser Sheni related. La fuke, to the exclusion of chitin halakuchos bemois Meiser Sheni, wheat that's purchased with the money that had Meiser Sheni sanctity, de min Meiser ninu. That wheat is, we'll say, is too closely related to actual Meiser Sheni, and therefore it doesn't fit into the comparison of Shlomim to Meiser, where we said that Shlomim, it's an animal and is totally unrelated to Meiser Sheni. Let us take a look at the Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the third wide line. He said the third line of the Rashi Ksav Yad, min Meiser, de Shlomim Bosar, Umeiser Pira. Shlomim is meat. Meiser comes from produce, from fruits and vegetables. Af lachmei toida shemevi mina Meiser. So too with regard to the loaves of the lachmei toida, lo yavimi min haMeiser. Dahainu nami min haMeiser includes chitim alekuchos l'shem Meiser, wheat that was bought with the intent of it being a fulfillment of the Meiser Sheni, because when you're using the Meiser Sheni money to buy this particular produce, you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni. So don't use this kind of wheat. Elo min hamois yikne lach metoda. Use the money that you have, the Meiser Sheni money, to buy the loaves themselves. L'shem toda. De mois, using the money, the cash, is lav min Meiser hu. The cash is not called min Meiser. The wheat bought from that cash, ironically, because it seems to be one step removed even, but ironically, since it's wheat, it can be traced back to something that is used as an actual tithe. And therefore, don't use the wheat that one buys with Meiser Sheni funds. Rather, use the Meiser Sheni funds to buy the lachmei toda directly. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.